It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. Today, we are heading to Mountain Lake. We get to talk to the EDA Director, Rod Hamilton. How are you this morning?
Just said the sun is shining. You must be living right over in Windham. We don't have that bright sunshine yet, so send it our way.
We will definitely send it over. Yeah, there is a lot going on. Mountain Lake, we need to talk about. Every time I drive by and I see that big hotel and it just looks more and more complete, I just want to peek inside and see what's happening.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate that. That was a project that took longer than I had hoped to get off the ground, but it is awesome to see that thing come together. And I know our city administrator went through that. The builders took him on a tour. Of course, I wasn't able to roll through it yet. However, Michael did go through it, and it's taken shape. I mean, it's just fantastic. So that, of course, is going to be a great addition to our community. You know, we've got some projects in our area that are bringing a number of people to town. So when, for instance, there is it's actually a company out of Oregon that landed the contract to do some of the remodels on the wind towers around the area. And they recently signed an agreement to rent out some space here in Mountain Lake. Well, once they get up and running here in the summer, they're going to bring an estimated 70 people to town. So it's perfect timing for when the hotel is up and running, operating. We're going to have a number of extra people in the area, so I think the timing's going to be perfect. And again, it's just a really nice addition to our area.
Well, and it's to the point now where it's not really changing too much on the outside. It doesn't look a lot different from one day to the next, but I bet inside you're really seeing it come together.
Oh, my goodness, you're absolutely right. I mean, they put the shell up so that they could get it as enclosed before that really hard cold snap, so they can be working indoors. So when you went through there early on, it was just that. It was a shell. You didn't have any concrete down or anything like that. I mean, all the forms or the foundation was poured, but they've now come through and poured the concrete. The swimming pool's taking shape, which is going to be a great addition for our community. And no, like you said, all the work's taking place on the inside now, so it's coming together.
And the timeline is still on schedule?
Yes, it is. They're shooting for the 1st of June. They want to be open. They want to have a grand opening around our city celebration days, powwow days, towards the middle of June. So, yes, it's still on schedule.
Very good. All right. Well, you do have an awful lot of other things going on, too. You mentioned before we started talking about comprehensive economic development strategy, and you're kind of taking charge of some of that.
Well, I was elected as chair. I serve as a commissioner for the Southwest Regional Development, and you're giving me a little too much credit because staff is absolutely amazing, right? Staff is absolutely amazing. But you're right. Through Southwest Regional Development, they receive a planning grant from the United States Department of Commerce to put together the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. We just call it CEDS or SED. And it is an economic roadmap to diversity and strengthen our region. So the main focus is on human capital, economic competitiveness, community resources, and foundational assets. And so I know there's a number of surveys that are going out to chambers of commerce and business leaders and local elected officials and others. And so if you see those surveys come across, please fill those out. It's absolutely imperative we hear from you and send those back in so that the wonderful people that are working on this, putting it together, do receive the feedback from everybody in southwestern Minnesota so they can put together a very comprehensive plan to further what we want out here pertaining to economic development. So I'm honored to be able to chair that. And like I said, we have tremendous people working in positions in southwestern Minnesota or southwestern regional development that actually do the work to put the plan together. So be looking for that.
Well, and I think it's worth stressing, too, that we're not talking about just Mountain Lake. This is basically, if you can hear the radio, it can affect you because it's all of Southwest Minnesota.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out, Steve, because you're spot on. It's a number of counties, everything that goes from us all the way over to South Dakota border down to Iowa. And so you're right. All your listeners would be in this area. So please, if you see that, reach out to Southwest Regional Development if you haven't. But complete those surveys and get them sent in.
Very good. Well, it's very cool to be a part of it for you, but it also is pretty nice for our area to have you representing it for us, too.
You know what? Thank you. I tell you, I love Southwestern Minnesota. I mean, this is my home, right? We raised our children here, and I love Mountain Lake. I love the area, and it's really nice. I served in the legislature, as you know, for 18 years, and it was spectacular as far as being able to represent our area. And, you know, I have multiple sclerosis, as you know, but being able to, so I'm slowing down a lot. However, being able to still give back in some capacity just gives me a purpose, gives me energy, and I just want to be involved in some way, shape, or form because this is my home and I love the area.
Wow. We definitely appreciate the work you're putting in. Let's move on. What else do we have going on?
You know, we had at our last board meeting for Mountain Lake EDA, we had the Christian School come in. And Dr. Kim Friesen had a PowerPoint presentation together for the daycare center. And it is remarkable. She went through and they put together this PowerPoint presentation with pictures of everything that they've done. It's going to be remarkable. And like Dr. Friesen said, she goes, you know, these things take time. The Christian school, they don't take on any debt. And so you think about that. Everything they're doing in that building is people volunteering to come in and help with construction projects or cleaning or, you know, they're raising dollars for this because they don't take on debt. And to see this come together, it's really, really remarkable. I tell you, they're hoping to have an open house late spring or early summer. And the biggest challenge of everything that I've just talked about, the biggest challenge for them is getting a permit from the state of Minnesota. Think about that.
Isn't raising that money, something? Right?
It is something. So that's where a lot of the delay is coming in. And I get it because I served up there and we were knocking our heads against the wall trying to make some fundamental changes to streamline that. And oh, my goodness. That's why I don't have any hair today, I think. trying to work on that. But I tell you, just the pictures, it's going to be remarkable for not only Mountain Lake, but providing child care for our area. It's going to be remarkable. So we'll be watching for that for when we have an open house. I'll make sure you and others know so we can get the word out to our listeners here. And
definitely.
Yeah, get over and take a look at that. So that's really cool. That's coming together. The other thing at our EDA meeting, so this is a fun one. This is what it's all about. In addition to the Christian daycare, we had, young to me, right, young man, Ben Ramey, this is all public information, he came in and did a proposal, and I chuckle a little bit because this is precisely what we want. Ben went to school, or he was about the same age as my youngest, my daughter, and to see these kids, right? They're young adults now, but to see them grow up and want to invest in the community, he is going to be building a shop and an office building for his business. It's called Dirtwork. And he does multiple things from landscaping, reshaping, seeding, basically the whole gamut as it comes to some of that landscaping. And But he's going to be building a new shop, a new office building on 3rd Avenue going east out of town on the south side of the road. He built some, or purchased about 3 acres out there. And so this is going to be a great addition for our community. And so we have multiple stories like that where you have these young adults graduate our high schools in the area, and they want to stay in Mountain Lake. Now, that is the coolest thing. That's one of the best things to work on from an EDA perspective. And so it's going to be fun watching that come together this year.
Well, and it never ceases to amaze me. It seems like every time we talk, you've got another one of those stories. I mean, it just is consistent. It kind of snowballs, doesn't it?
You know what? It absolutely does. And it's fun because you name it. We have a city council and a mayor that are just champions of our community. You have an EDA board, and the chair, everybody on the EDA board are champions for the area, and it's contagious. You know, it's just one thing after another, and you know, it's just really fun to see that come together, and you know, we see fruits of our labor, and I want to stress, not everything is all puppies and rainbows. I mean, there's challenges out there,
sure.
Too, right? But the community comes together, and as there's a challenge, we work together to overcome it and figure out, you know, what we can do next. And so it's just been a great, just for me, it's just been a great experience working in this capacity. You know, another thing that I've been working on for a while, we have been talking about a 12-unit apartment complex, and it's very similar. As far as the hotel, it's taken a lot longer than what I wanted. You know, I always say patience is for people who don't have anything better to do. Maybe that's not the right mentality, but you know, it's one of, they say it's the virtue, but you know, sometimes I question that. So, but anyway, on this 12-unit apartment complex, we were successful. We submitted a grant application. We were successful. Well, of course, it came back with some strings, right? Pertaining to prevailing wage. Now, I'm not here to argue for or against prevailing wage. What happened was that when the prevailing wage was calculated, it increased the cost of the total project by about 23%, or nearly $700,000, and it killed the project. There was no way this thing was going to cash flow with those additional dollars. And so I reached out to a number of people. Long story short, we're able to put together a conference call, a Zoom call between a couple of my former colleagues in the Minnesota House of Representatives, the Commissioner of Housing, the Commissioner of Department of Labor and Industry, legislative liaisons, and we were looking for solutions. A long story short, the Board of Housing, the Housing Board, did approve our revised application, and so we did find some additional dollars to fill that gap, and so we're back in business. That thing is going to be built. Our anticipated start date will be in May, and you're going to see a new building going up that'll have 12 new apartments in Mountain Lake, and it's absolutely critical. I was just talking to Tabitha. And the Mountain Lake EDA have, we have 24 apartments, and they are all full, and we have a list of 22 people that are waiting for housing. And so, you know, we need this. So it's going to be fun watching that go up.
So remind us again where that's going to go.
Yeah, it's right downtown, right across the street from our park in the middle of town there. And so the stores next to it would be close to the flower shop and right down that street. So it's right in the heart of town, and you can walk across the street literally and be in the park. You can walk one block away and be in the coffee shop. So it's a perfect
location. Yeah. All right. Very good. Rod, is there anything else we need to make sure and mention today before we let you get to work?
Yes. I just want to say thank you again, Steve, for you and your team. There's nothing better than the local news. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to get our word out. And that's it.
Anytime. Well, we appreciate you taking time out and talking with us today.
All right, my friend. Have a great day.
Yeah, you as well. That is Rod Hamilton, the EDA director for the city of Mountain Lake. Boy, a lot going on over there. Yeah, that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM. It is 22 minutes now after 10 o'clock.